Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your Just the Tip couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, February 13th, 2017.
And this is episode 214. Man, you are like the nose on my face, babe. I can't cut you off to smite my face.
To spite your face. But yet, you did.
I know. I probably shouldn't have farted in the girls' room. It wasn't good.
And he didn't wait until we were about to leave to do it. He waited until I came, like I was coming in after taking the girls to go piss.
I was trying to punish them for being out of control.
But you punished me.
So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to hold my gas. I'm just going to let it loose in the girls' room, and they're going to suffer. And they walked in like nothing was going on. They're like, what's up?
Punished me.
But I ended up punishing Renee. Bad husband. That's the way we kick off Valentine's Day around here. And yes, you heard right at the very beginning. It is Just the Tip couple. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in a little bit.
I have it as the first thing.
Oh, so it's the first thing.
We can explain about it.
So, all right. So, people probably like, Just a Tip. And you probably like laughing on the inside like, at JJ, you know. He just.
At JJ is a riot.
At JJ Valentine, he's a riot. Talk about Just a Tip. Elbow into the side. So, what happened? Why are we Just a Tip? Well, let me tell you why we're Just a Tip. So, yes.
Because you were being a great husband.
I was being an amazing husband.
You were.
And here's the...
A really great husband.
Yeah, I was being an amazing husband. So, we make our chili and everything else. And one of the things I try to do, because Renee, you know, she has onion goggles she has to wear while she's cutting onions and everything.
No, I have a better way.
Oh, that's right. She uses the food processor.
I do.
Right. So I usually try to cut the onions. You know what I'm saying? It's less to clean, you know, and everything else. And so I got the two onions. I'm, you know, peeling them and everything. And then I'm cut the first one. And I was like, man, I was thinking to myself, man, these new knives are amazing.
Yeah, because you got new knives.
I got new knives. So I was just cutting. I mean, I do it like a pro, you know. Just crazy. Just cool. So I got into half of the second onion. And I was like, and then I was like, hey, Renee, I got to tell you, these knives are amazing. They are super sharp. And I said, as soon as I said that, I went, and there went the tip of my thumb. And I was like, holy shit, I just cut my thumb. It didn't hurt. That's how sharp this knife was. It just went straight through like, and I was like, whoa. And then I looked down, I pulled my hand back real quick. The funny part, there was no blood on the cutting board.
Because it cut it off so fast and easy that you got away.
And I got away real quick.
You did.
And I ran to the sink. Well, I just turned around to the sink. And I turned on the hot water. I wasn't thinking. I turned the hot water on at first. And I was running my finger up under it. And I was like, oh, man. It was just like pouring. It was pouring out the end of my thumb. And then I was like, holy crap. I was like, oh, that's hot water. Let me turn it on the cold water. So I'm sitting there running it. And I'm like, man. And I looked at the knife. And, well, no, wait a minute. I said, babe, hand me a towel. You know, because I'm sitting there looking and the water and the blood is just pouring out of it. You know, I'm just like, holy, you know, I'm going to have to go you know, go to the ER or something like that.
And so. I panic. Renee and I just panic. Sitting there.
Renee didn't know what to do. I said, babe, hand me a clean dish towel. And I put it on my hand. We went to the knife. And down on the knife, stuck on the knife still, was the tip of my thumb.
Okay. It's not the tip like where the nail is. It's not head on the tip. It's
right.
Like the pad of his thumb was gone.
Right, right.
Pretty much.
Right. So
it was sitting there on the knife.
Yeah,
it
was sitting there on the knife. Still. So I put pressure on it, wrapped it up. My Boy Scout skills kicked in, you know. First aid skills kicked in. So I put it above my head, had the pressure on it. And I was like, babe, I'm going to go to immediate care. And I was like, maybe I should take the tip with me so they can sew it back on. Which is one of the things you're supposed to do. But it wasn't enough of it.
Tell what happened.
I don't want to call you out.
You had already gone to the hospital. You were on your way.
I was on my way, and I called you.
No, at first you were like, hey, I wonder if I should take that. And I was like, psh.
Renee was like, psh. No, you want to take that? What are you going to do with that?
So,
you know.
So he called me on the way and said, you know what? Maybe I will take it.
Oh, why am I raising my hand up? Like, I still.
I was wondering, but I just let you.
I'm holding my arm up like it's bleeding now. I'm like, oh my God, it's bleeding now.
Yep, I just go on and do that. And he calls me and said, hey, actually, I do think I want to have that. I was like,
Renee had already thrown it away.
And I felt so bad because I was like, what if they could have reattached it?
Right.
So I'm sitting there hunting through the garbage.
You still kept looking for it? I told you not to.
I kept looking for like 15 minutes. I kept looking. I had my flashlight on my phone. I was going through because we had just emptied dog hair from the freaking vacuum. I was going through the dog hair, seeing if it was in there.
Nah, if it was at that point, man, it's
never
just like,
found it. I didn't know where it was.
It's gone. It's gone.
I didn't know where it was.
Hey, you know, what's up, Malinor? Greg said, like, they're going to sew the tiny tip on. Hey, hell, I didn't know.
Well, that's what I figured. They ain't going to sew that tiny tip. Like, if you cut the tip like this, then they might.
Right, right.
But
so
if it's like
it didn't hit the bone, which is good.
Could have stapled it back on.
Well, people say I could have super glued it, you know.
Yeah. People use liquid Band-Aids.
Band-Aids. So I got to immediate care, and, you know, I kept my hand over my head. And then it took about 2.5 hours for it to stop bleeding. 2 hours. You notice it went from 2 hours, 2.5 hours since I talked to Mom.
Keep on going.
It's going to be 3 hours tomorrow when I tell the story. You know, by the end of the show, if I keep drinking this Knob Creek, I want you to ask me again. And I'm curious if I'm going to say 3 hours or 4 hours.
Okay. I'll ask you.
So I need to make sure I finish this by the end of the show.
It was bleeding for like 5 hours.
Right.
Right.
So it's good that I went because I need to get an antibiotic too. I know everybody's like, super glue, staple it, you know, fuck it. God.
Just one.
Okay, that's right, we get two. And I was just like, you know.
And it wasn't me this time.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know, I'm going. You know, I have insurance. May not be the greatest, but I'm going up there. So I got my antibiotics. And I actually need to look and see if I can drink with an antibiotic.
Well.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I should be drinking. I had not been drinking. So I haven't had a drink since. What night was that I was doing the Humpty Dance in the bed?
Oh my God.
Thursday night, Friday night?
That was terrible, y'all.
So,
we're going to talk about that in a minute. But
so anyway, I cut my tip. That's why it's just a tip. So I just cut the tip. You know, if you want me to take it off, I'll show it to you guys. And if we could do a poll. Oh, can we do a poll? We can't
poll
do a poll, can we?
On what?
Can we do a poll?
On what?
And the thing that says, hey, who wants to see the tip of my thumb?
No, why do you want to show people this is what I don't understand. You're the one that brings it up. Why do you want to show people the tip of your bloody thumb?
Because I'm like sharing, babe. I just like sharing my life with people. Why judge me on that? I just want to share. Some people are like, I wonder what it's like.
You wanted to share the birth of your children?
Yeah, so here's the
Baby's
thing.
Babies coming out of my vagina. I didn't share that with the world.
So here's the thing. There's some people that have not cut the tip of their thumb, right? And if they see the tip of my thumb, they'll be like, you know what? I'm going to be more careful. I'm going to be more careful cutting onions or cutting potatoes or and stuff like that.
Well, just your story should be enough, though, is what I'm saying.
Sometimes some people, it's not enough. Some people think I just make that shit up for the show.
Greg said he'd rather see the tip that we lost, but I didn't take a picture before I threw it out, so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But, so, yeah.
It was weird. Just like this white piece of flesh.
Yeah. So, anyway, I need to look up, see if I can drink while I'm taking the antibiotic.
Okay.
So let's say what's up to everybody that's here today. So, today we have with us JK Grandma.
JK.
We have Mr. Malinor here as well.
Hi, Malinor.
We have Zobby and Moo Hogan.
Woo.
Yeah, yeah. And we have Mr. Dima Darius.
Hey, Greg.
Hey. And we have Ashara 15 with us today.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know, but welcome. I have a feeling that
talking about bloody thumbs. I'm never coming back here again if it's a newcomer.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Oh, yeah, I'm
this
sorry.
Show just wasn't what I thought it was. I'd be like, what?
Am I not supposed to? JK, am I not supposed to drink while taking antibiotics?
Yeah, he would know.
Why would JK know?
Oh, wrong person.
Why would JK know? So go ahead and talk about the next thing real quick.
So, the other night, Jay was imbibing. And most of the time, he imbibes enough. Like, not too much. But this we stayed up till like 12. We were tired. I went to go to sleep. We were going to sleep. He drank a little bit too much that night.
Only had one glass.
Must have been a big old glass if you only had one. And then he sees me turned over. When I turn over, it means
so,
business.
So we were talking about, here's the funny thing. We were talking about this at work, and I'm going to interrupt you because we're talking about spooning at work.
Right.
And we were talking about, how with me losing the weight, mm-hmm. I can finally spoon with you, right?
Right.
And we were talking about how it was Danny, myself, and Alex. And we're talking about how, you know, Danny and I were talking about how when we spoon, it's like we spoon for like 3 to 4 minutes. Then we're like, okay, that's good. And did we all just turn over and go to sleep?
Because I like to like hold him. I have to turn on my left side. And that's not happening when I'm sleeping.
Right,
right side is my, I'm going to sleep. So I turned over to my right side. This, Jay knows what this means. And then his ass comes in, puts on Digital Underground on the speaker, turns it up, freaking All Around the World, same song comes out, and he's like gyrating and bumping against me and singing loud, and I'm like, do you not see me like try to go to sleep? And he kept doing it. I was like, babe, really? So then he stops and he's just like flailing around in the bed. I was like, babe, stop. I can still feel you. And then he stops that, but he leaves the music up. I'm like, turn the music off. I was irritated. Yes. And I told him I was irritated. We laughed the next day, but he's terrible. I'm just going to put that out there. So yeah. That's Jay. He gets a little bit more. He gets all up into the Digital Underground. But I mean, and I'm not a super touchy-feely person anyway.
Right, right, right.
So,
all right, so
I don't see how couples can spoon the whole night. That sounds like a nightmare.
So, well, I'm gonna err on the side of caution. It doesn't make the antibiotic less effective for my infection. If I get infected, it doesn't make it less effective for that.
Right.
I can spoon for CPAP. My tube is long enough.
Here, you talk.
So actually, can you take? Babe, you mind taking that up front, please? So, take that up front so I won't drink it. So, I would not be drinking that tonight. Which, it's fine. That's cool. You know, I got that bottle on sale. So, it's all right. So, we put the girls down. They got a little hyped up because Grandma came and visited and stuff like that. Which is cool. So they're actually, Renee's making a pit stop real quick to make sure that they are calmed down. So there's been this thing where where when they go down for a nap, Renee says she's been kind of upset with me.
Dude, no, I'm not upset with you. I'm just upset about the situation.
What's the situation?
About when the girls go, it's the way they go down.
Yeah, so apparently when I go in there to put them down for a nap, they tend to go ahead and just stay in the bed. But when Renee was doing it, which wasn't the case today.
But this is how it is most.
Thank you, Zeus. They went straight down. So Renee was like, oh man, I'm so irritated with
it.
It still kind of bothers me.
I'm like, dude, am I not a formidable figure? Apparently not.
But here's the thing though, they did that to me when we were doing sleep training. Like, they kept on playing, and I left the room because I was so mad. You remember?
I remember you were mad.
I was so upset. Like, I was like, I'm done.
You were done.
You deal with it. And that's exactly, I think those were my words. I'm done. Not again. And so Renee went and dealt with it, you know. But, you know, I mean, it happens. So I get it. I understand and everything else. So yeah, that happened. I like Digital Underground. Renee does not.
Whoa. Why are you spitting out lies? Lies you tell.
The lies you tell.
I like Digital Underground.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not into humping you when you're trying to go to sleep at midnight to Digital Underground.
Mm. All the world, same song. So yeah. So yeah, I'm not drinking my bourbon tonight. It's all good. I'm like, man, I wasted that. It's like, babe, you should drink that. You should drink that because
you know I'm not gonna drink that. That is nasty, and I can't drink right now.
Renee said it's nasty.
I can't drink on the medication I'm on. Oh,
that's right. You did say that.
It would make me horribly sick.
So the funny part is, you know, me having the huh?
I gotta take it.
Take what?
My pill.
Go take your pill then. So I have to do this. What was I gonna say? Oh, with my thumb, it's too hard for me to alt tab and everything else, and it kind of makes it rough for me. So I'm always hitting the space bar and doing all this other crazy stuff, you know. But it's all cool, it's all good and everything else, man. But yeah, man, that was quick. You bomb, babe.
You fast.
You so cool.
Whoa. CJK, you're giving people ideas. How can you not like Digital Underground?
Yeah, babe, answer that. How can you not?
I don't know. Maybe you can ask someone who doesn't like Digital Underground, and maybe they can tell you.
You know, I'm feeling very attacked right now.
You feeling, do you need a safe space?
See, why people talk about safe space? I don't need no damn safe space. Just stop attacking me. but all right, so...
And I'm not making fun of safe spaces. Just saying.
All right, so, babe, let's talk about your Facebook problem.
Oh, so I had the problem, and Jay knows this very well. I would get into this Facebook political shite, and I would just lose myself in it. I would go down rabbit holes. I would be reading articles and rants, and I would be getting so upset. And Jay, and I was like, look, this has to stop because I'm feeling stressed all the time. I'm feeling like I'm feeling terrible all the time because of this. And I couldn't not check it. So what I did, I was like, you know what? I installed the Groups app on my phone to keep up with my groups, and I took Facebook off my phone. That was like a cloud lifted off of me. Even Jay could tell. It's like,
oh yeah,
I could still keep up with major happenings because the people in my work chat, Jay, my other groups, they would talk about it. So I would find out anything major. It's just I just couldn't take it anymore because it was terrible. So I did download it again because Groups that let you put videos and pictures in the same post. Dumb. But I have it on the last page, so I never opened it. So,
and she turned off notifications too.
I turned off notifications. I have no idea if anybody likes anything. Like right now, I have 30, 30, 51 notifications.
But you do, but when you're at your computer.
I check my notifications and that's it. I don't go through my feed.
Okay.
So
one of the things that I know for me, Renee, I mean, Renee's passionate, she's loving, and she's caring, she's very empathetic. And what was going on was that, I mean, she was constantly on her phone, which, okay, it's not the fact that she was constantly on her phone. It was that she was constantly on her phone, and then, like, people would be talking, and then she'd be like, oh, my God, can you believe that, you know, Dumpty Trumpy did this?
Dumpty Trumpy. I've never,
you know, he did.
Humpty Trumpy.
He did this.
That's great.
Or this happened, or that happened, and it was like she never heard the conversation, and it was bringing the mood down, but it was kind of like, you know, it was around family, it was around friends, it was around us and the kids, and you know, and it was building up your anxiety as
it
well
was.
You know, and it was just like exuding, you know. And she recognized it, which I'm glad she did. You know, I think I made a couple of jokes. I just called Facebook your bae a couple of times.
Right.
I was like, it's your boo. You know, I mean, it's kind of what it was. And I just knew that, I mean, you were still processing stuff. So I wasn't like, I think maybe one time I may have said something. I'm trying to remember if I did or not. Like, directly.
I don't think I did.
No, it wasn't. Because I was like, you know, you grown. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you do what you want. And, you know, we're a team and I'm feeling where I can and everything else. So, it made a huge difference. A huge difference.
I feel better. So.
But, yeah. So, self-care is what you needed. Definitely in that. So... But, I mean, like you said, people keep you up to date to what's going on. I mean, like, we got Steve freaking Bannon.
Dude.
So
I usually don't talk about politics, but this is pertinent to us as gamers. Steve Bannon. I said O'Bannon. Did I say O'Bannon? Steve Bannon used to be the CEO of a World of Warcraft gold farming company. Gold farmers can ruin an online game. And I am not surprised that he was the CEO of a gold farming company, because he's slime. But so I have the link in the notes if you all want to see, and I will put it also in the chat. But yeah, good job, freaking Steve Bannon.
Good job,
good
buddy.
You're terrible of the most terrible. And yes, Humpty Trumpy. You're so good, bae.
Somebody else probably said it.
I don't care. Humpty Trump. That's great. Humpty Trumpy sat on a wall. Humpty Trumpy had a great fall.
Yeah.
And it, like, you could spin that and put in different. Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm not that talented to do it, but.
Right, right.
Okay. So I have picked up a new addiction, but Jay says he doesn't mind it as much.
No.
I'm more aware. I am into these cooking time management games. Now, I'm not talking about Restaurant Dash and everything where you have to get as many orders as you can and people get mad and disgruntled and walk away. No, not those. I like the ones where you go and you make recipes and stuff and you have to just wait for them to finish it's so relaxing. But I have tried like 15 of them. You don't know this, Jay, but I've tried 15 different ones.
Mm-hmm.
I have only found three that I like.
So
one is on Facebook.
So what are they?
One is Dining Zoo, my Facebook one.
Okay.
The other one is World Chef. The graphics are great. I don't know. I just like. And the other one is called My Cafe, which is a little different. And that one really presses you to spend money, but I'm not going to do it. I'll just wait forever before I spend money on a game.
I'm trying to.
In-app purchases.
So when you're saying like.
Okay, it's different. Like the customers that come into my restaurant, they will sit there until I tell them to go away or until they get their food. That's it. The games like Gordon Ramsay Dash and all that stuff.
Right.
Like, a lot of the time you have until the end of the day to get as many orders in as you can. And there are levels. There's no, like, each, there are levels as far as my level.
Right.
I level up, but there are no, you know, so it's not anything you have to, I don't have to click fast. I can go in and out and I can do whatever.
So they're like Tiny Tower?
Yeah. Kind of like Tiny Tower, but it's more in depth.
Okay.
Like, I have to send a ship away to get avocados.
Oh, man. The prices of avocados go up?
Man, you have no idea. It takes 2.5 hours you can send daggone avocados.
So the people wait 2.5 hours for you to get avocados in?
Oh, they. I've had people waiting for 2 days because I don't, because they want a big order and I can fill the smaller orders first, so they just sit there.
They're like,
until I get to.
Are they happy about it?
I mean, they make little comments and stuff, but they'll be all right. Man, I've been waiting for this food a long time. The service around here used to be a lot faster. Da, 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 and I'm like, shut up. And I just I just keep on going. I'm like, look, this is my relaxing time.
So let me ask. So does this game remind you of being a server and you can be like, I'm running this shit.
No,
so
that's funny.
Y'all wait. Y'all waiting on me. And y'all gotta pay me regardless, you know?
And they do gotta pay me. And I tell you what, it's the little thrill when I either give them their food or I get the money when they pay. I click on it and the money is like, ah! It's that little thrill.
Okay, okay, that's cool, that's cool.
So, I mean, it's a game I can play slowly or fast or not at all. It's pretty cool. Anyway, so I'm into that. So,
yeah.
If anybody knows a good one that doesn't, where customers don't leave, let me know. Because I've tried a ton.
You don't want to let them
down. There was like one that I had to estimate how many plates were going to be used for that day, and I just, I deleted it right then.
You had to guess how many plates you
need. Like of like each different item. I exited out and deleted that immediately. I was like, nope.
That's hilarious.
Anyway.
So I've been playing
Naked Game.
No, well, I haven't got to that yet. So, well, sure, I'll talk about that. I've been playing Conan Exiles.
Naked
so
I call it.
It's the naked game. You know, they call it the dong and boobs,
or
slider endowment is what we have it called in the
slider
raid chat.
Endowment
because you can
name.
You can use the slider and make your penis big, boy, or your boobs, but. I'm playing Conan Exiles with Frisco's and the guys from the Ray team. I haven't bought a PC game in like a long time. It's been a long time since I bought a PC game, and so I picked it up and I'm kind of digging it. You know, it's kind of Minecrafty. Frisco's is hosting the server and everything, and
I haven't had a chance to play because I'm not buying it. So.
I got it for 20% off through Green Man Gaming.
Maybe I'll just play on your PC every now and then.
You won't be able to play on... Yeah, you can just play with my dude or my chick.
Can
I made
you
a
make
chick.
More than one?
Not on the same server.
I'll just play it on a different server. Oh, wait. It's Frisco's server.
But you can play mine. I mean, they've made it so you don't lose shit. So you just end up dying. If you die, you don't lose anything. It's not made... Frisco's turned off the option to lose stuff right now. So I ran up to the northwest and I was fighting these people and Frisco's and I went out there. Oh, Galadian killed me too, by the way.
He killed you?
He was trying to save
me. Come
on. He was trying to save me, but then he swung his sword and accidentally hit me and cut my head off. And then like, it's pretty funny. I'm like, I was running through and, you know, I was fighting this scorpion. And then this hyena came up. Hyena started hitting me. And then all of a sudden this emu or this ostrich came up and pecked me and died. I died and the ostrich just kept kicking me while I was down. So like while you're sitting there, you actually see yourself, they keep doing their thing to you. And even, that ostrich just kicking the hell out of me. But it was pretty fun. I mean, it's pretty fun. I mean, I like it and everything. I mean, it's just something to kind of chill to. And everything else, and play with the guys with, and it's free. Don't pay a monthly subscription or anything like that.
Here's a breaking news story.
What's that?
Disney severs ties with YouTube star PewDiePie.
Really?
Anti-Semitic post. He made anti-Semitic posts.
Wait a minute. So PewDiePie was partnered with Disney?
I guess. I didn't know.
What? Yeah.
Walt Disney Company, which owns a firm that runs his business.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I thought it would be pertinent to people since we have some people who... But anyway. He's posted 9 videos that include anti-Semitic jokes or Nazi imagery. Well, you suck.
Hmm.
I've never seen it. You've seen it, right?
The like, PewDiePie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I watched some of his stuff before.
He's also the annoying one that I didn't like.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a little annoying. He's a little funny. But I mean, he does a lot of inappropriate jokes. I mean, he said the word, you know, look at that person that got raped. Ah, you know, mm-hmm. you know, he'll say stuff like that, you know, right. And it's one of those things like, you know, but you know, it's,
I totally get it.
Yeah. But I mean, dude, 53 million subscribers. It's kind of, you know.
Yeah, I doubt he'll be hurt that much. I mean, people are still going to watch him. Maybe watch him even more because people like to watch stuff that's all messed up for some reason. So, I'm sure he'll be fine.
What?
PewDiePie.
So, he paid these Indian men to hold up the sign that says, death to all Jews. Indian men apologized, said they didn't know what the message means.
Obviously. And he's...
What?
He's terrible, right? They're just terrible people. He's a terrible person.
He's Swede. He's a Swede.
Well, I don't care what...
No, I was just saying.
IKEA does. Your... Sweden gives us wonderful things like IKEA and right. terrible things like PewDiePie.
Right. But yeah, that's not, you know, that's not cool.
It is not at all. And then, what did I make for you, babe? I fulfilled my promise that was supposed to be done last year that I didn't.
Yeah, so I think it was November. Mm-hmm. I asked for avocado brownies and Renee hooked
me. Before the end of the year. And did I give you it?
Yeah, I said, I just want avocado brownies by the end of the year. But then, I mean, you made your dad cookies and your family cookies right. and everything else for everybody.
So I cut them into little bite-sized pieces so we would not be tempted to eat a ton. But it hasn't helped as much as I would hope.
For who?
But me. I mean, I've been eating more than I thought I would. So... They're so good, and they don't have any oil in them. They just have the oil from the avocado. Mm-hmm. And to add a little oomph to it, I added sea salt caramel chips. And it doesn't taste like a, you know, a brownie,
mm-hmm.
but it's still really good. It tastes almost like it has coconut in it, doesn't it? A little bit.
Yeah, it's always tasted like that, though.
Yeah, yeah. So and they're super fudgy and super chocolatey and. And they're less calories than a regular brownie.
Right.
So there's that.
Not and they have super. Good fats from the avocado.
That's what I try to tell myself.
And I will say, Malino does have a point. You know, I haven't watched a lot of PewDiePie. Mm-hmm. He said that apparently his audience is toxic and he caters to that mm-hmm. kind of environment. The videos of PewDiePie that I've watched were... him playing the first time I watched the goat, Goat Simulator.
Mm.
And then because we didn't buy the expansions for Last of Us, and that's actually where he was playing Last of Us, and he was like calm as hell. It was like a side of PewDiePie I'd never seen before, or where it was a normal side of PewDiePie. So I watched the expansion. I mean, the what's it called? The expansion
yeah.
of Last of Us. So, Last Days or whatever it's called. So, I watched him play that because we weren't going to buy it. Because we had already sold the game. So, we know we were going to buy it again. So I watched that. And that was pretty doggone normal, which was surprising for him. So those were the three videos of his that I watched. So, you know, if people think I'm a bad person for watching those three videos, I apologize that you feel that way. Nah, I'm playing. Nah. I didn't watch any of his other stuff, but all I know is some stuff that, you know, some of my buddies, Ivan Ghost and Mal, has said in our talking about other stuff. So, but yeah, so not in the face, we won our first Blood Bowl game. Woo! Frisco's scored the touchdown in the last turn of the game, and we have to thank Sangu for staring down one of his linemen with the hypnotic gaze.
Nice.
He lost his tackle zone, and Frisco took the opportunity, went for it. He went for it twice, made the roll successful. And, man, he got out of range, and then you were MVP. Frisco's, you were the Blood Illustrated MVP. You leveled up. Frisco's was MVP. He leveled up. So you two gained Mighty Blow. What Mighty Blow does, it allows you and Frisco's, when you make break armor check, you can use Mighty Blow to minus take one to add an extra die. Oh, not extra dice, but a plus one to it. So to break armor or injury. So if you break the armor, we can do a plus one on the injury and hopefully knock somebody the F out, you know, and get some more SPP. So you guys leveled up, but Galadian, he is out next game because he has a fractured arm, which is sad. So he's going to be missing next game. I do need to write my article. I should, like, link you guys to articles and stuff like that so that you guys can read it and stuff like that.
It cracks me up, though.
Yeah, like, we do articles, so every week every 2 weeks we write articles for our games and stuff like that, and we have, like, a 30-page magazine that Chris puts out every day into the Facebook group.
I love it.
And
I love that you have found something that you love.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really enjoying it. I started working on my Lizard Men for Age of Sigmar. You know, I picked up a lot of those, and I'm really excited. I'm really excited to be playing, and you might be going out this weekend.
What?
Yeah. You might be doing some lobster festing.
What? Yeah, that's Sunday. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so. See, this is my third brownie. I thought you were going to take it away from me. As you know, a favor.
Oh,
yet you just got another one.
All right, I just put it right there then. I put it right there. I mean, you know. So yeah, so that's kind of what we've been up to. What else, babe? I mean, the girls are like talking, and oh my gosh, they're like pretending a lot. Maya,
some stuff is cute.
It is so cute. Like the other day, we were driving somewhere, and Maya was in the back going, "Hello, how are you doing today?" "I'm doing fine." And she was like having a phone conversation, and she kept repeating it over and
then
over.
She would say, "Okay, bye." And then ring, ring. Like she would say the toot, toot. And then she would say, "Hello?"
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And
the whole time.
Yeah.
And then she was singing like for like 10 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And she was making me, and she made me pancakes and pizza, and she made me, she also made me some milk or some water. She asked me, "Do you want milk or water?"
She did.
And I was like, she made me some of each because she's nice. And they helped me make banana bread.
Oh, and they had you wash your hands.
Yes, and they had me wash my hands before I ate. So that was nice.
Right.
Or not so nice.
Right.
So they're super cute. So that's how we've really been up to.
Y'all made, didn't they help you make the
banana bread?
Avocado brownies?
Yeah. They had me make this. So they love helping. They love to pour stuff in. And I have to make sure I have enough for them to pour in equally, or they get a little pissy. So, because they like to pour in stuff. So if one pours in stuff and the other doesn't have anything to pour in, you know.
They're like, "Hey.
Turn.
Hey. You forgot about me." Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, that was my Facebook Messenger. I turned it off. So, everybody, right. You know, no one sent you a message. I apologize. I didn't know I had that tab open. So, so I closed it out. So, so yeah, apologize. I probably should say that next time it happens. Like, don't check your Facebook message, people. That's all me. That's all me. Oh, I picked up a new people that saw it in the pre-show. I did pick up a table from Miss Vonda.
You did.
And this thing is long and it's wide and it's amazing. I have a lot of room there.
He has more room to fill it up with more stuff.
No, I have room to get stuff off the floor and it doesn't look all messy. You need to stop in there and check it out.
I'll take a look.
It looks good. So I think I've been doing pretty good with my painting and stuff like that. I guess before we go, I just want to talk about, you know, some self-care stuff. You know, for the past few weeks, I have been like struggling with my anxiety and everything else. And it's just with work and just life altogether. And, you know, some folks know, and if you don't know, I mean, of course, I take the lowest dosage of a medication to help my anxiety mm-hmm. and everything. And I noticed that I was getting a little bit more grumpy. Renee were doing things that were aggravating me. And then I was getting aggravated at myself for being aggravated at Renee. And it was kind of like, you know, a chain reaction. Like, why am I being upset?
That's just a legitimate reason he was upset at me, but he doesn't think so.
Renee doesn't think so. Because, I mean, it's no different stuff that you used to do. I mean, it's just you being you. And that usually doesn't bother me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying?
You didn't marry me, so.
Like I do stuff to get on your nerves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say I get in the bed
all
tonight.
Around the world the same
I
song.
I do all around the world the same song, right? Mm-hmm. But you get mad at me, like extra mad at me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you're kind of like, okay, why am I so pissed off? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like one of those things. So after probably 2 or 3 weeks of that, and then also being grumpy with some coworkers and everything else, I like messaged my doctor. I was like, yo, man, you know, I know when we talked about my medication, when I came back, you was like surprised that dosage helped me because she was like, that's like the lowest dose that I could ever have, and maybe that's all you needed. And I was like, yeah, it's doing great. And I was like, well, I was like, I think I might need to go up, you know. And he told me to go up, you know, said, you know, take two, call me in the morning. Nah, he said double up and then before your prescription runs out, come and see me again.
Right.
So it's actually been working. And so the reason I'm saying this is that, you know, don't be afraid. I just want to just let everyone know, don't be afraid if you feel like anxiety, you feel anxious, and don't be ashamed that, you know, if you feel those things, it's not a sign of weakness to have to take medication or go talk to a counselor or see a psychiatrist or any of that stuff. I just want, you know, one of the things that I just want the stigmatism of anxiety, depression, all those things to kind of die away and people recognize that it is a sickness and but there is help out there for that.
It is.
You know, because I don't want people thinking that, you know, that's, you know, not.
Yeah, it's not something to hide.
It's not something to hide. I mean, I've lost, you know, more friends than I want to suicide, you know. And, you know, the folks out there that's struggling or, you know, talk to someone, reach out to someone. Don't hesitate. I mean, a lot of you folks, you know, may have my number, you know, call us up. I mean, hell, I can't, you know, I'm not a miracle maker, but I have a damn ear and I can listen.
I think you're a miracle maker.
And shit. I mean, we can, you know, think, we can talk about it together, you know, but But I just want to just throw that out there. I mean, see, this is what happened on Get to Drink during the show.
You get you talk all serious.
I get all serious and shit.
You do get serious, but that's okay. That's
all right. Nah, it's fine. So yeah, I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody for being here. Everybody in the Valent Tavern. Really, really enjoy you guys being here, and it was. I don't know. Why am I being all? I feel all
you,
like
you're being all sentimental and
shit. And like, oh, this is horrible.
All right. Bad. Well, we'll talk to you all in 2 weeks, everybody. Bye.
What? Oh, hold up. So, Brad. Oh, you got a shirt. Oh, you got to get a picture. I need pictures.
So you do know that person. You didn't tell me you knew that person. I know now.
Oh, that was the thing. I did go to Heroes, and if that's who I think it is, it was nice meeting you on Saturday. So. A huge shout out. What? A huge shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Grandma.
Woo.
Man, happy 49th anniversary to you guys.
That's awesome.
Thank you guys for being together for 49 years. Thank you guys for making the awesome son, Mr. JK Grammar.
Thank you.
He's like my brother from another mother. So thank you, Miss Murray, for
Miss Murray.
Oh, okay, see. I was getting, that's when I'm glad I didn't drink. Because I probably would have said something to make Renee blush. So, anyway, if you want to reach out to us, you can see us online at valentinecast.com. Our email address is, what's our email address, babe? I haven't done this. Email address is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. Podcast Twitter feed, ValentineCast, Facebook page.
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. This and previous episodes can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. You can reach Jay on Twitter at TheCowboy. That's TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is TheIceFlow.
All right. Want to say a huge thank you to Pretty Likes Music for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro. And also a huge thank you to the Andrew Allen Trio for letting us use their music for bed music that you heard throughout the whole show. We will see you all in 2 weeks. So that's going to be
2 weeks.
The 27th. Woo! So we love you guys.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye. See you.
Bye, Ashley. Bye, Greg. Bye, Boo Hogan. Bye, Zari. Bye, Mal.
Baby.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.
Yeah.